Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show you are listening to is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your phenomenal host is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. And for the past, I would say almost 2 years, yours truly, Lee Elsie, has been fortunate enough to spend a couple hours a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, being the opening act of sorts for the great Wayne Allen Root. And it's been an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to be able to do that again on this great radio network across the entire country. My pal Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, and as always, he is pushing the buttons and making it all go. Without him, it would be complete chaos. So I wanted to open up here. There's a lot of news going on. So I wanted to open up, though, two things. One is, I wanted to wish all the veterans out there, I hope y'all had a wonderful day today. Those of you who are on the East Coast, as you're kind of rounding out your days, it's a little after 6 p.m. I hope everywhere you went, you got a pat on the back and a handshake because you deserved it. And even the folks who are listening out on the left coast, I hope wherever you go for the rest of the day today, you get that same pat on the back and a thank you. And if you haven't got one yet, let me at least be the first one to thank all of our great veterans, the men and women who have decided to put on the uniform and serve this country and put their life on the line. Think about where we would be without them. In my mind, the bravest of the brave put on those colors and go out and serve for the United States of America. So I want to talk about something, though. Touched on it a little bit earlier in the week. I touched on it a couple times last week, but it's been sort of sitting in the back of my brain here for a while. It's something I've talked about actually a lot because I honestly believe it's the difference between good governing and a selfless attitude towards good governing. And the other side of that coin is when somebody is completely self-involved and really doesn't care about good governing. And let me explain what it is that I'm talking about. So conversations that we've had, and to boil it down to its most basic elements, is as a legislator, whether you're a congressman or a senator, should you be more concerned with the people that you represent in your district or your state, or should you be more concerned with the entire country? And what's interesting is over the past like 48 hours, I've gotten a chance to sit down, sit across from maybe four ex-congressmen and one ex-United States senator. And it's really fascinating, the answers that I've gotten, because I posed this question to all of them. And I'm not going to give their names now. I'll do that down the road. But certainly, if I were to throw these names out, you'd know who I'm talking about. Actually, I'll just tell you, most recently I was having a conversation with Senator Joe Lieberman, and that's sort of what made me want to bring this up again tonight. And I asked him that question, and he was lockstep with my view, which may surprise you because a lot of folks out there probably don't like Joe. You consider him a centrist, etc. But my thoughts on this topic are really pretty simple. You've got to serve the United States of America first. That is the most important thing. When you put your hand on the Bible and swear an oath to this country, you're swearing an oath to the country first. Yes, you want to represent the people. And if you're a congressman, you want to represent your district, of course, and your state, and you want to do what's best for them. But you've got to think about the country first. And if you are casting votes on bills that you know are going to hurt the United States of America, but you see it as a way for you to advance yourself politically. One of the Congress folks that I had talked to, and he'll remain nameless, but he said the most important thing as a congressman that you do, or almost one of the most important things that you would do, is you want to make sure you get reelected, because if you get reelected, you're still in power and you can do good, even though maybe his heart was in the right place. He's wrong, right? It's not about getting reelected. It should never be about getting reelected. It should be about doing what's right. And that's what we're missing right now. That's what the 535 members of Congress are missing right now. Now, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them don't get this. You must, and I use the word must specifically, you must put the good of the country first before your state, your district, or even worse, yourself. Right? Because I think what happens, again, this goes back to power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Folks like the fancy license plates. They like the introduction at the parties. They like the idea that you get a chance to get up there and talk and people are paying attention. They like the idea that when you walk in a room as a senator, people are whispering, hey, that's Senator so-and-so, or that's Congressman Hootie-Hoo, or whatever it is. But that they like that. They love that rush, that adrenaline rush of power. And they live for it. And it may not have been that way in the beginning when they put their hand on the Bible. If you're a first-time congressman, you might really have a good heart and a genuine want to do the right thing. But, man, like I said, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Get me in that room, man. Let me feel the juice run through my body. Know that I can wield a really heavy hammer, and I have a lot of influence. Even if I'm, for lack of a better term, an unknown congressperson, I'm still very, very important, and folks like that. They love it. So what happens is they do anything that they can to keep that power, even betraying their conscience. And in some cases, actually casting votes because they know it will help them in a next election. And that happens way too often. If you are a sitting congressman or woman, and you're about to cast a vote, and you know deep down in your heart, your soul, that that vote is going to do damage to the United States of America, and there's too much pork in a bill, or there's too much waste in a bill, you've got to stand up and do what's right. Even though by voting no, or me even voting yes on a certain bill, your constituents are going to be angry with you, and maybe, just maybe, not vote you in. That's where morals come in. That's where doing the right thing should play a role. And you should throw whatever self-serving aspirations you may have, you have to throw that to the wind and vote with your conscience. But I'll ask you all out there who are listening to me on this great radio network, how many members of Congress actually vote with their conscience? How many members of Congress actually don't think about what will happen to them politically when they cast votes? What do you think? What's the percentage? I would say less than 5. And I think I'm being generous. I think politicians are political animals. And they know what they need to do to stay elected. And or to stay at least in the good graces of the people who may put them in office. Or worse than that, bounce them out of office. So you may have a different point of view of this. You may think it's important for an elected official to represent the people of their district first. And I guess I could make, if I was debating this with someone, I could make arguments on behalf of that. I could say, well, these are the people that voted this person in, and that's your first priority, blah, blah, blah. But even in doing it, let's say, from that perspective, I'd be looking at it from an altruistic perspective. And I don't know if politicians nowadays look at it like that. They may look at it, oh, well, I mean, there may be some out there who look at it, well, I have to do what's right by my people. But it's always in the back of people's brains that, yeah, I'm going to do what's right by my people, but the fallout of that is I'm going to get reelected. Man, I'm going to have this power for another 2 or 6 years. It's going to be magnificent. The people with the real character are the people who dismiss that and cast votes or carry themselves or give speeches or talk to other influencers in a way that may be directly in opposition of the people who will go to the polls to vote for them, or in this case, or some cases, not for them. Those are the people I want as leaders. The people who are willing to give up that cushy seat behind the big mahogany desk where people are calling them ma'am or sir all day long and running around to do their bidding. You know, make this happen, do that, get me this guy on the phone, blah, blah, blah. And you're wielding a tremendous amount of power as a legislator, and you know, it's hard to give that up. I understand that. Human nature is calling loudly. But man, wouldn't we be a better country right now if the folks in Washington could actually vote with integrity and not with a self-serving mindset? Man, I think we would be so much better off. Now, how do we find those folks? Huh? That's a good question. I think you have to really look at the electorate, the people, us, all of us have to look at ourselves and say, you know, I know that if Congressman X had voted for this, my life would be better, right? Maybe I'd get a higher paying job. Maybe my taxes would go down. But let me step back and I know that it would cost a lot of money for other people. Maybe it wouldn't be so good for the United States of America. Damn it, that's pretty impressive that my congressman was able to put aside his own self-advancement for what's good to the country. I would respect that immensely. I think that would be something that would be worthy of me being a cynic. That would be a person that I would want to see succeed. I might even be somebody who would be willing to follow that person. And I think if enough people out there realize that real good legislators are going out of their way to improve the lot of the country as opposed to the lot of their own backyard, man, we'd be ahead of the curve by a mile. I got to take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
For Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wade Allyroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at CII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. Sons of Liberty CBD. Finding quality CBD is not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. I've never smoked pot in my life. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Up to 25% off. Just remember, WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Police support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com is how you can get a hold of me. I found today interesting, I was sitting in my home studio here in Connecticut, and I was watching, as I was recording other things, I was watching this Kyle Rittenhouse trial and looking at that a little bit, found that really interesting. And I still can't really, for the life of me, fathom how anyone, anywhere in this country can consider what he had done that night and what he went through that night as it not being 100% self-defense. 100% self-defense. As you watch this, and even as you watch the trial on TV, as a lot of us have been doing today, I keep asking myself, what did you expect this young man to do? Now, you can argue that he shouldn't have brought the gun. All that is ancillary nonsense in this case. When you focus on just the case itself and what he had to go through and how he conducted himself that evening for a young man. and running away from the crowd, trying to get away from the crowd until he was finally knocked on the ground. And then his life was in an immediate danger. And he did what he had to do. He killed the people who were trying to kill him. Do any of you out there think, any of you out there think, that if he hadn't squeezed that trigger and killed those folks who were trying to get him, trying to get that gun away from him, do you think for a second if they had wrestled that gun from this kid, if his life would have been spared? He was as dead as a doornail. He was finished. The people who were chasing him had said as much. They were out for blood. They wanted to kill the kid. And as I watched the video over and over again, I can't help but say to myself, he gave those folks multiple opportunities to leave him alone. And they just wouldn't do it. And in fact, even the last person that he shot, who had the gun in his hand, I mean, what exactly was this kid supposed to do? So shame on all of you for trying to make this kid some poster child for woke America and label him everything from racist to white supremacist to hater and all that. Garbage. It's garbage. And you know what? He's going to get off because the evidence is clear. And when he gets off, I'm sure the folks who live in the communities that were already ransacked and ravaged, that maybe by now have been somewhat rebuilt, well, get ready, because I'm sure the folks are going to burn it to the ground again, because that's what you all do. You don't like something, you burn it to the ground. And in this case, I fully expect something similar to what happened in the original riots in Kenosha and out there in Wisconsin in general to happen again when this kid gets off. So that's one subject I wanted to touch on briefly. The other one was I watched Joe Biden give his speech today. Man, this is just, I don't know how to put this in words and make it seem as if I'm being tasteful about it. I can't be tasteful about it. Joe Biden is lost. He's just lost. And his rambling, incoherent mumbling behind the microphone, it's evident of that. I just lost is the only thing I can think of when I think of him now. He's lost. And they prop him up, they throw him out there, they breathe a huge sigh of relief if he's able to make it through the speech without completely effing up. And it's just an embarrassment. As an American, as a proud American citizen, I'm embarrassed for this country when he gets in front of a microphone and speaks to all of us, or for all of us, as our quote-unquote representative or president. It's just, it's pathetic. It really is pathetic. All right, once again, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Please, don't go anywhere. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A ninth person is dead from injuries sustained at a Southeast Texas music festival. Barthi Shahani passed away Wednesday night at a Houston hospital, a death her cousin blames on the Astro World organizers.
If they hadn't packed us in on all three sides with barricades, they suffocated us. They did this to Bharti. They suffocated Bharti.
Chetani was with her sister and cousin at Astral World last Friday when a crowd surged toward the stage. The group, headed by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, is committing a lot of money to fight drug overdose deaths. Bloomberg Philanthropies will put $120 million into the effort over 5 years. The money will be directed toward Kentucky, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. The group saying those states have been hit especially hard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. It is Veterans Day. Again, the author of Nonsense, Mr. Arthur Wicknick. So you always go out of your way to find some just great guests to feature and spotlight on Veterans Day, and you found a really fantastic, interesting person to bring on today.
I got the coolest guy, who my older sister always said was a dreamboat. we have Mr. Bobby Rydell, who charted 34 songs between 1959 and 1964 and was one of the most popular teen idols of the early 1960s. He's also been and acted in the 1963 movie Bye Bye Birdie alongside Anne Margaret.
Now let me jump in here for a second, Art, because I have, let's say, is it infatuation with Anne Margaret? I think she is one of the hottest women ever to walk the face of the earth. So I've got to ask Mr. Rydell here, was she all that back in the day?
Yeah, she was all of that. Absolutely all of that. But, you know, we made that picture back in 1963, and to this day, we still remain friends. As a matter of fact, I'm flying out to the West Coast the beginning of the new year, and Anne is doing an album, and her agent gave her a list of people that she would like to do, you know, a song with on the album, and she picked me.
Wow.
Yeah, out of like 100 names, and the song that we're going to do together is Volare, which was one of my million sellers back in 1960, and then we're going to do some Q&As, and it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time, and I'm really looking forward to seeing her. We've talked, you know, over the years quite a bit. The last time I saw her in person was 2010, went to L.A. Premiere. Well, not a premiere, but they were showing Bye Bye Birdie going digital, and Anne and I were doing a Q&A, you know, about the movie. But she is all of that. She's just absolutely wonderful, a really, really great lady.
Bob, one of the things that I find very interesting about you, when you broke into entertaining, you were at a pretty young age, you know, like in your single years. You're an adolescent. And so how did that all come about?
Well, the only reason I'm in the business today is because of my dad. At a very early age, he saw some kind of talent within me, and he used to take me around to nightclubs when I was 7, 8 years old. He would ask the club owner, is it okay if my son got up to sing a few songs and do some impersonations? And I would get up and sing and do some impersonations, and people would applaud. Now I'm 7, 8 years old. They said, wow, all I have to do is do this and they do that. You know, what a wonderful feeling. That was more or less my vaudeville for, you know, things that were going to happen to me later on in my life. And then, of course, my career in recording, show business, movies, so on and so forth. So it's all because of my dad.
Wow, that's great. You broke onto the national music scene in 1959 with Kissing Time and We Got Love. And in 1960, you had a big hit with Wild One. But during that time, you were also either you joined the Army National Guard or somehow you got into the Guard. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, matter of fact, it was I was in London with Anne. We were doing a man performance for the royal family. And basically all that was watching Bye Bye Birdie and meeting the royal family at that particular time. And while there, I got my greetings. And, yeah, I got my greetings in London. And I came back home, and I took my physical at the Selective Service Center at 401 North Broad Street in Philadelphia. And about a couple of months later, I was at Fort Dix, New Jersey, taking my basic training. And I was National Guard, and my home unit was, of course, back in Philadelphia, 32nd and Lancaster, and our battalion. We were 103rd Combat Engineer Battalion, and my MOS at Fort Dix was clerk typist, and I never saw a typewriter all through my years, you know, with the National Guards. But I did build a lot of light floating tactical rafts, barely bridges. I never saw a typewriter.
Since you were already nationally known, how did the other soldiers treat you?
They were fantastic. They were absolutely, you know, a lot of the guys in my unit were like from Brooklyn, Newark, New Jersey, you know, Bronx. And it was like being home in South Philadelphia, you know. And when my company was Foxtrot, F Company. And all of the guys there were going to me, "Yo, Bob, what the hell are you doing here? Don't you know nobody? Couldn't you get out?" It was the greatest time of my life, basic training.
Yeah, I took basic at Fort Dix as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was, you know, probably the best time of my life. I really, really enjoyed. You know, when I went in, I was like 95 pounds soaked and wet. I came out a 125. And I felt like I could beat up Muhammad Ali. You know, you were in such phenomenal shape, you know. The first time PT, I think 300 was passing. I did 310. The second time we did PT, I did 450. That's the kind of, you know, they build you up so great. It was the best time of my life.
We're talking to Bobby Riedel here in the studio. It's an honor and a treat that Arthur Wicknick was able to secure this on this Veterans Day. And I'm sure he's got a million other military questions to ask you. But so I know you didn't do a lot of work in the movies. You did some. But did you like singing or acting better?
Well, I never really did that much acting. I mean, Bye Bye Birdie, you know, that was the ultimate. You know, that was right. A great movie to be in. It's a classic. It'll be a classic forever. And then I did a movie with Carl Betts and Nancy Kwan in Australia called The Lady from Peking. And you could usually see it against Monday Night Football. It's when they play it.
On channel 627.
And then one other thing that I did that I was very proud of, if you remember, Vic Morrow in a series called Combat.
Yes.
And, yeah, it was great. And Vic Morrow was absolutely tremendous to work with. And our particular episode was called The Duel. And it was me, Vic Morrow. I drove a 5-ton, and there was a German tank, and that was it. That was the whole, that particular segment of Combat called The Duel.
Getting back to your music, one of the things that always intrigued me in your early songs seem to have the same background singers, female singers. And I think one of them became a big star, didn't she?
Yeah, Dee Dee Sharp.
Yeah. Mashed Potato Time, I think, was her song.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Mashed Potatoes.
Yeah.
And she is a sweetheart as well. We talk quite a bit, you know, and we've done some things together in the past. But, yeah, she was one of the original girls who did vocals, you know, my background vocals.
Where was your recording studio, New York or Philly or California?
To begin with, we did it in Philly, a studio called Reco Art. The engineer, I can't remember his last name, but his first name was Emil. And that particular studio had a phenomenal sound. It really had a great sound. And for using echo, this was in a building. And he used to put the microphone, like, up on the fourth floor in the men's bathroom, right? And and the sound, you know, from the tile walls, when we were recording, you know, the microphone in the bathroom came down into the studio. So that, you know, provided our echo, you know, when we were recording tunes. But the studio itself had a great, great sound. It really had a great sound.
So the microphone in the bathroom doesn't sound like Phil Spector's wall of sound.
No, matter of fact, I think if you listen closely to Wild One, you can hear a toilet flush.
Bobby Riedel is our guest. Arthur Wicknick is also here with me in the studio. Did you write your own stuff?
No, I wish I did. I'd be living in Tahiti now.
I know. The money's in writing. People don't realize that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the publishing.
Well, speaking of writing, you do have a book out titled Teen Idol on the Rocks. And,
correct.
And that came out, what, 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, about four years
so,
ago, yeah.
Where can our first of all, what's it about, and where can our listeners get a copy?
You can go to BobbyRiedel.com and under merchandise, and the book is there.
All right, great. Now, also, I understand you're a liver and kidney recipient, and you like to recommend others to be organ donors.
Oh, Absolutely, yeah. That happened back in 2012. When I was married, my first wife, Camille, we were married for 36 years, and in 2002 she passed away with breast cancer. And that led me to drinking, to the point where I became an alcoholic. And, I mean, I drank getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning and going to bed 12 o'clock at night, whatever.
Wow.
And my wife that I'm married to now, Linda, was a wonderful lady, a great wife. She was a nurse for 36 years. And what I went through, she was the greatest caregiver, you know, that anyone could possibly ever wish for and have. And I remember going to a doctor in 2010, and my wife was with me, and she really didn't know that, you know, I drank that much. And the doctor said, Bobby, if you don't stop drinking, you're going to be dead in 2 years. This was 2010, 2012 is when I got the liver and the kidneys. And that was all because of a young girl from Redding, Pennsylvania. Her name is Julia. Hit by a car, immediately pronounced brain dead, which is the only way that you can possibly get organs. You have to be pronounced brain dead.
Right.
And when I do my shows, I try to impress upon the people how important it is the next time that they apply for their driver's license to become an organ donor.
Hey, Bobby, this is a treat for everybody. I can't thank you enough. I mean, a superstar giving us a few minutes today. Thank you for your service on this Veterans Day. And I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk again very, very soon. All right, I've got to take a quick break, and we'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight?
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Our pal Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation joins us now. Rather than have me formulate some complicated question, just tell me, what's happening in Washington?
The House and the Senate have gone home for the week. Last week they spent $1 trillion, so in a way they're patting themselves on the back. They're taking a little break while the CBO tabulates the next bill's enormous cost. It's going to be about $2 trillion.
That's chump change.
Let me tell you something about trillion, what that number means. In seconds, 1 million seconds is 11 days. 11 days ago was Halloween. 11 days from now, you know, it'll be next Friday. That's 11 days. That's 1 million seconds. A trillion seconds is 32,000 years. 32,000 years compared to 11 days. So when you say just a trillion, we've got to wrap our minds around what that means. Because I think, you know, everybody's eyes glaze over. But you've got to understand the amount of money they are shoveling out the door and the amount of debt they are pinning on my kids and, Lord willing, my grandkids.
So there is zero people in Washington, D.C. that give a damn about the debt or the deficit. Zero. There's not one person making any noise.
There is zero evidence, not one shred of evidence that they care about the debt, the level of deficit spending, the impact of it, whether it be inflation, whether it be taxes that future generations will owe, whether it be economic stagnation or a full-blown debt crisis. There is not one shred of evidence that they care at all about that. They are shoveling it out the door as fast as they can, by the way, to their constituencies. It's not just spending for spending's sake. Somebody ends up with this money in their bank account, and they happen to be socialist, liberal, democratic constituencies. And it's when you really spend any time thinking about it, it's criminal. There's no other word for it. It's criminal.
I had a conversation this morning. You're a good guy to pop this question to. So I had a conversation with a former congressman, and he was defending the 13 Republicans who voted for this thing. And I said, listen, if you believe that it's a good bill, infrastructure-wise, and you don't believe that it's not bloated and fat, you have every right as a congressperson to vote for that. But from a purely philosophical perspective, if you're a sitting congressman, are you responsible for your constituents first or the country first?
You have to be responsible for your country first, because imagine what the implications are if every one of them just looks out for their voters.
Right.
And they just look out for their voters in the short term. How much money are they going to get this year? How much pork am I able to bring home this year? If that is the only consideration, or if that's the first and primary consideration, we're going to spend ourselves into oblivion. Philosophically, there is no way to say that that is the correct mindset to approach the enormous responsibility of being a member of Congress. Maybe what we need, Lee, is for these folks, these men and women who have made tremendous sacrifice, to understand their responsibility, which is not to get reelected, but to preserve Republic for the next generation. And they're not meeting that responsibility. And by the way, if you voted for the $1 trillion infrastructure plan last week, you've also got to own the $2 trillion Build Back Better social spending plan that they're going to pass next week, because for 6 months, those two bills have been intrinsically intertwined. There is no separating them, politically speaking. Even the president, the speaker, the majority leader in the Senate acknowledged they moved together.
Listen, I'm so glad that you said that, because there are just not enough people out there who feel that way. What we need in Washington are legislators that are willing to stand on their principles and lose elections because of it, because they don't get the payoff and the pork into bills, because it's not right for the country. That's what's wrong with America right now, is there are not enough folks willing to die on that cross, for lack of a better term. Tommy, I got to run. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, one of our all-time favorite guests. We appreciate him coming on, not only on my morning show in Connecticut, but also on this national platform as well. And speaking of the national platform, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. The good news is I've had an absolute fantastic time spending the first hour of Wayne's program on Tuesdays and Thursdays on these great radio stations across the entire country. But starting next week, Wayne is going to jump back into this spot. So that's the good news for all the folks out there who love the Wayno. As far as yours truly, well, I'll miss you guys. I will be the official, or I am the official fill-in host. So when Wayne takes a full day off or needs a break here and there for whatever reason, we'll still get a chance to spend an entire show together down the road. But for now, I thank you as always. I thank Chris. I thank all the great folks over at the USA Radio Network. And I thank Wayne. I think the next time you'll hear me is Monday the 22nd. Until then, be safe and keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Me too.